a king who sought God's heart. Today's scriptures in 2 Chronicles chapter 14 to 16. Asa, a king of Judah. A lot of people don't know who he is. He reigned for 41 years. His life serves as a testament to the power of seeking God wholeheartedly. In the tumultuous landscape of ancient Israel, Asa's faithfulness stood out as a beacon of hope. And at the beginning of his reign, Asa demonstrated his commitment to God by removing the pagan altars and idols from all of the land. He understood the importance of purifying the nation and leading his people back to the true worship of God. Asa's actions reminds us of the necessity of cleansing our hearts and cleansing our lives from anything that hinders our relationship with God. In the face of adversity, Asa did not waver in his trust in God. When confronted by a vast Ethiopian army, he cried out to the Lord for help. Asa's prayer exemplifies humility and dependence on God's strength rather than relying on his own abilities, something we should imitate daily. Like Asa, we are called to turn to God in times of trouble, knowing that he is our ultimate source of refuge and deliverance. God honored Asa's faithfulness by granting him victory over his enemies. The Ethiopian army was defeated and peace reigned in all of the land. Asa's story serves as a reminder that when we seek God with all of our hearts, he is faithful to come to our aid and fight for our battles. And as a matter of fact, he will put himself as a giant, even in the midst of other giants. However, as Asa's reign continued, he faced new challenges. And just like all of us, instead of relying on God as he had done before, somehow we have short memory. Asa made the mistake of seeking help from foreign kings rather than trusting in the Lord alone. This decision led to consequences as a prophet rebuked Asa for his lack of faith. Despite this setback, Asa's life teaches us the importance of repentance and turning back to God. Because in his later years, Asa sought the Lord once again. And that's something that I think is so important for us to look at. Understanding that we can come back to the Lord once again. He started leading the people in a covenant renewal ceremony and started removing the idols from the land once again. Asa's story reminds us that even when we stumble, God is always ready to forgive and restore us when we humbly repent and return to him. As we reflect on the life of King Asa, this is my prayer. May we be inspired to seek God wholeheartedly, to trust in his strength in times of trouble, and to turn to him in repentance. When we stray from his path, let us strive to emulate Asa's faithfulness and dedication to God, knowing that he is always faithful to those who seek him. I thank you, Lord, for this teaching, this devotional, and allow us to live a life according to your will. That even if we fall, my God, we wipe ourselves down and we stand up and move towards you again. Let today be the example of that. Thank you, and we bless you, Lord. Amen.